Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another radio chapter of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through folks from Hollywood's golden age that I'd like you to read. Joining me today is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. Today we're examining the Sinatra Cinema Catalog. Francis Albert Sinatra, born in New Jersey, is considered the most celebrated vocalist of the 20th century. His persona first emerged on radio as part of the Hoboken Four on the Major Bowes program in 1935 and later in motion pictures. Early on, his cinematic choices didn't necessarily showcase his interpretation of a song, which might have limited his presentation of talent. Because of his unparalleled journey, we have on celluloid wonderful acting performances that at times also afforded us timeless standards. RKO and MGM Studios only wanted his voice. Like Lena Horne, he was cast playing himself in a musical segment. His fortuitous pairing after World War II with Gene Kelly, Catherine Grayson, Betty Garrett, and Jules Munchen provided a high quality of musicals, including Anchors Away, It Happened in Brooklyn, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and On the Town. This lighthearted fare had an unintended negative effect as Gene Kelly was lauded as the heir apparent to Fred Astaire, while Sinatra was evaluated as having limited acting skills. Let's enjoy highlights of Sinatra while singing with the Hoboken Four and from On the Town on Forgotten Hollywood.
We have now the Hoboken Four. They call themselves a singing and dancing fool.
Who will speak for the group?
I will. I'm Frank. We're looking for jobs. How about it?
Everyone that's ever heard us liked it.
New York, New York! New York, New York! New York, New York! It's a wonderful town! New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground.
The movie finale from On the Town, music from Leonard Bernstein, and lyrics from Betty Comden and Adolph Green. I'm Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood. Sinatra approached the 1950s on the downswing and was called box office poison. He was stripped of confidence by his movie bosses, and for a time, he even lost his singing voice. He became a drinking pal of Humphrey Bogart that facilitated a cynicism toward his work. Despite what historians have written, an inkling of Frank Sinatra's comeback actually began when he was lent to Universal in 1952 to star in a little film called Meet Danny Wilson. In fact, Bogie encouraged him to do the picture. It offered an opportunity for Frank to deliver as an actor and singer, which he did. More importantly, this modest offering gave Sinatra the ability to negotiate his way into From Here to Eternity. He would later snub all of this. However, you be the judge. Here are some wonderful moments in song from Meet Danny Wilson. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the path that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? All of me. Come on, get all of me. Can't you see I'm just a mess without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Get a piece of these arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I ever make it without you? You know you got the part, used to be my heart. So why not take all of me? How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. I'm your big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. Hear me sigh, I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage that we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
You vowed your love from here to eternity. A love so true, it never would die. So willingly, how could I know your kiss meant goodbye? Now I'm alone with only a memory. My empty arms never know why. Though you are gone, this love that you left with me will live from here to eternity. Empty arms will never know why. Though you are gone, this love that you left with me, this endless desire, from here to eternity.
There are competing legends as to why Sinatra was given the chance to appear in From Here to Eternity. Romantically, a version was chronicled by Mario Puzo in the subplot of The Godfather. Yes, there is little doubt that connections existed between Frank Sinatra and the Mafia. However, a recent explanation seems more plausible. Columbia Pictures head Harry Cohn was close friends with Sinatra's wife at the time, Ava Gardner, and she used her influence to convince the mogul to cast her husband. Also, for unknown reasons, Broadway actor Eli Wallach suddenly declined the role, and he was replaced by Sinatra. Wallach waited another 2 years before making his film debut in Baby Doll. Once Sinatra was selected, he made the most of his opportunity. He won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 1953, and the film won a Best Picture statuette. Sinatra was on his way to making his own choices during his movie career, and he seldom took a misstep. The comeback was complete. His next role was opposite Doris Day in a remake of the Claude Rains, John Garfield 1938 vehicle, The Four Daughters. It was called Young at Heart. Here's the title track on Forgotten Hollywood.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Thank you. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kinda smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on a map, and then you wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap.
The theme from a movie starring Sinatra and Debbie Reynolds on Forgotten Hollywood. This is Manny Pacheco with you. By selecting parts showcasing primarily his acting prowess, Frank Sinatra was able to enjoy two successful careers in Hollywood and along Tin Pan Alley. He earned another Academy Award nomination in The Man with the Golden Arm. Frank also starred with Sterling Hayden and James Gleason in a small picture called Suddenly. The screenplay involved the attempted assassination of a U.S. president. This movie was filmed a full 7 years before the Manchurian Candidate. After the murder of John F. Kennedy in November 1963, Sinatra somberly suggested to United Artists that they pull Suddenly from being re-released. On a lighter note, Sinatra accepted a pair of roles in two popular musicals. In Guys and Dolls, he portrays Nathan Detroit, starring opposite Marlon Brando and Gene Simmons. High Society was a remake of The Philadelphia Story. His co-stars were Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. We have a couple of numbers from these fabulous shows on Forgotten Hollywood.
You must concentrate on a game. The town is up to here with high players. The Greek's in town. Brandy Bottle Bay, Scranton Slim.
I know. I could make a fortune, but to make a fortune, I need a fortune. $1,000. Where do I get it?
The Biltmore garage wants a grand,
but we ain't got a grand on hand.
And they now have a lock on the door to the gym at Public School 84.
There's the stockroom behind McCluskey's bar,
but Mrs. McCluskey ain't a good scout.
And things being how they are, the back of the police station is out.
So the Biltmore garage is the spot,
but the 1,000 bucks we ain't got.
Why, it's good old reliable Nathan, 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 Detroit. If you're looking for action, he'll furnish the spot.
Even when the heat is on, it's never too hot.
Not for good old reliable Nathan, for it's always just a short walk to the oldest established permanent bowling crap game in New York. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere, everywhere. There are well-heeled shooters everywhere.
And an awful lot of letters
for the fella who can get us.
If we only had a lousy little friend, we could be a millionaire.
Good old reliable Nathan, Detroit.
If the size of your bundle you want to increase, I'll arrange that you go broke in quiet and peace.
In a hideout provided by Nathan, where there are no neighbors to squawk. It's the oldest established permanent bowling in New York. Where's the action? Where's the game?
Gotta have the game or we'll die from shame.
It's the oldest established permanent bowling crap game in New York.
Gentlemen, I am deeply touched by your faith and loyalty. Gentlemen, do not worry. Nathan Detroit's crap game will float again.
That ain't the way I get it.
What's that?
I have heard among this clan, you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow. What a swell party this is. What frails, what frocks.
What broads.
What furs,
what rocks.
They're beautiful. Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Drink up, Jack.
Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
She's got guts.
Having a nice time? Grab a line.
Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
I'm going to have a drink.
I may have a bit of the bubbly myself.
I'm going to dance.
Don't get hurt.
Oh, no.
It's great.
Ah, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la. We sing.
We sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old camembert. Like Barbara.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum.
You must be one of the newer fellas.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Nah, let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party. Swell-igant, elegant party. This is...
Let's take a quick break. When we return to Forgotten Hollywood, more top-notch standards featured in cinema from Francis Albert. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Today we are spending an enjoyable hour with Frank Sinatra as we look back at his film career.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke and it's oak. Hates California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. Loves the theater, but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with sharpies and froth. And she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's. And she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broads. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's oak. Hates California. It's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady. That's why the lady. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Frank Sinatra had a reputation by the mid-50s of being a hard-drinking loner. The truth of the matter, he had a group of drinking buddies, which included Dean Martin and Peter Lawford. He was clearly the ringleader of this merry bunch of miscreants. They would call themselves the Rat Pack. The name stuck, and his persona started festering in his film work. Pell Joey, The Joker is Wild, and Some Came Running were fine examples. According to a recent interview we had with Debbie Reynolds, she confirmed that Sinatra was capable of showing up to a given set hungover, but prepared to deliver his lines in one take. No one argued with the volatile actor. When he worked with old-timers, as he did with Cary Grant in The Pride and the Passion and Spencer Tracy in The Devil at 4 o'clock, it was clear they were not his friends. However, Sinatra respected his co-stars and kept his distance. Of course, accolades kept pouring in. His rendition of All the Way in 1957 and High Hopes from a Hole in the Head in 1959 were awarded Oscars for the best song. Thank you for sharing time with us on Forgotten Hollywood.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. All the way. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. Let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hopes. So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Once there was a silly old ram, thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
dam. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam. There goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and Frank Sinatra is our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. After Shirley MacLaine appeared with Sinatra in Some Came Running, she made the inspired suggestion to Frank that he co-star in films with his drinking buddies. What transpired was a series of lighthearted pictures and a memorable booking at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. Ocean's 11, Sergeants 3, 4 for Texas, and Robin and the Seven Hoods all featured Sinatra essentially playing himself. These were vastly popular motion pictures, but hardly Oscar-worthy fare. Of course, another of his collaborations with Sammy Kahn earned an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. Forgotten Hollywood fondly remembers this tune from Robin and the Seven Hoods.
Jump on it.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too. People who they smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is, it makes me jump up and down. It's my kind of town. Chicago Cubbies, Chicago is one town that will never let you down. It's my, all of it is my kind of town. Chicago, 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 my kind of town.
Thank you. That's Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn, and Nelson Riddle Arrangement.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Witchcraft, used in a hilarious moment from Who Framed Roger Rabbit on Forgotten Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, today, Manny, I'm thinking of a Sinatra song, Too Marvelous for Words. And I have a few marvelous words to say about Mr. Sinatra. It's a treasure trove of trivia, and away we go. If you enjoy early Sinatra movies, check out Higher and Higher from 1943. Old Blue Eyes sings four songs. Higher and Higher was also Mel Torme's first movie. I'd also like to give a high five to Step Lively with Sinatra, George Murphy, and Walter Slezak. I really enjoyed his first song in the movie, Come Out, Wherever You Are. Some other facts about Sinatra. He inspired the Johnny Fontaine character in The Godfather in 1972. At his funeral, friends and family members placed items in his coffin that had personal references. Several Tootsie Roll candies, a pack of Blackjack chewing gum, a roll of Wild Cherry Lifesavers candy, a ring engraved with the word dream, a mini bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey, a pack of Camel cigarettes, and a Zippo cigarette lighter. While filming the kidnapping scene for the film Robin and the Seven Hoods, he learned that his son, singer Frank Sinatra Jr., had been kidnapped from his hotel room in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. For obvious reasons, the scene was never used in the completed film. When Bela Lugosi died virtually penniless, Sinatra is reported to have quietly paid for his funeral. Lee J. Cobb credited Sinatra with saving his life after his career was nearly ruined by his defiance of the House Un-American Activities Committee investigating communist subversion in the film industry. Cobb had defied it for 2 years after being named as a supposed communist by Larry Parks in 1951. Finally, Cobb agreed to testify as a friendly witness. But soon after his appearance, he had a massive heart attack. Sinatra, who barely knew Cobb, got him a part in his film The Miracle of the Bells, when no other studio would hire Cobb. In addition, knowing that Cobb was broke, Sinatra paid his hospital bills, then had Cobb stay with him before renting him an apartment. Cobb later said that if it wasn't for Sinatra, he didn't think he would have come through that period alive. Frank Sinatra was awarded 3 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for motion pictures at 1600 Vine Street, for recording at 1737 Vine Street, and for television at 6538 Hollywood Boulevard, all in Hollywood, California. Frank Sinatra played the stage manager in a musical version of Our Town on a TV special in 1955 with Paul Newman and Eva Marie Saint playing George and Emily. In that production, he introduced what would become another of his well-known signature songs, Love and Marriage. Finally, the epitaph on his headstone reads, "The best is yet to come." And the best is yet to come here on Forgotten Hollywood. Back to you, Manny.
Thank you, Gary, for your superlative effort. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you will always be part of our modern-day Rat Pack. Later motion picture performances from Sinatra include Von Ryan's Express, None But the Brave, Cast a Giant Shadow, and the Tony Rome series of films. His last appearance was in the forgettable Cannonball Run 2 in 1984, playing himself. Funny how the circle of life works. We conclude our program with the theme from the longest-running situation comedy in television history, Married with Children. Fox Television's selection of a tune from the Frank Sinatra songbook demonstrates the continued lasting legacy of the man from Hoboken. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without